SBS Radio.
Today we have a very special guest, Sabah Rin. Sabah is here to talk us through her Baluch Afghan Aboriginal heritage. She is one of the descendants of a Baluch Afghan cavalier who came to Australia between 1860s and 1930s. Sabah, welcome to our program.
Thanks, Bismillah. Thanks for having me.
So, tell us more about yourself.
Well, Bismillah, I'm a Baluchi and Aboriginal mixed woman who grew up in Perth. I work with Aboriginal communities and I'm 34 years old.
So, what is the history of your family from Afghanistan till now?
The history. Well, back then, so if you know about the Afghan cavaliers, they came to Australia from the mid-1800s. My great-grandfather came from, he was a Baluchi, Baluchi cavalier. At that time, they placed everyone under the same banner as Afghan. There were Pashtun, Baluch, Sindhi, Punjabi, different mix, but they were known as Afghan back then. And my great-grandfather, he was Baluchi. He came here in 1885 in Port Augusta in South Australia.
Yep.
And he moved to Western Australia and he helped build the GAN, which is the railway between Darwin and Adelaide. He settled in Western Australia and he married an Aboriginal woman up near the Geraldton area. And so my grandfather was, my great-grandfather married an Aboriginal woman and he had children. But back because they were half Aboriginal, half Baluchi, so before they did get married. I'll give you a bit of a background about my great-grandfather. He was in his 40s. He worked hard and he didn't get married until he was 40-something. In the early 1900s, there was a flood in the Geraldton area in Western Australia, and because he saved a lot of people from the floods, the Australian government granted him citizenship, which is quite rare at that time because a lot of Afghan cavaliers had to go back home. And so he was granted that citizenship. And when he met my great-grandmother, who was an Aboriginal, who was a Badimaya Yamiji woman. So my great-grandfather's name is Ghulam Badullah, and yeah. My great-grandmother's name is Marian Martin. But yeah. Because she became Muslim and married my great-grandfather, her name changed to Marian Martin. And at that time, she was 16, and he was probably in his 40s. And at that time, that was a culture back then, and it was acceptable with age gap. And they went through a lot of problems trying to get married in the Western Australian state because she was Aboriginal and he was Baluchi Afghan. And because of his culture, he wanted to marry her. And at that time, the Afghan men honoured the Aboriginal women by marrying them and not raping them, if you know Australian history. And so they went through it. We have a lot of documents showing what problems they went through trying to get their nikah, the Arabic word for marriage, done. But eventually it was approved in Kew, this place called QCUE, in the court there in Kew, which is in the middle of Miksara and Mount Magnet. And so they got married and they settled. He had a cattle station and he had four children. And at the age of 27, my great-grandmother, Mariam Martin, passed away. And he was left with four kids. He was a single father with four children. And at that time, Neville the Devil, which was the Commissioner for Child Protection.
He wanted
to take Aboriginal children, half-caste Aboriginal children away. And so my grandfather, which is my mum's father, who was one of the children, and he had... So my great-grandfather had four kids, three boys and one daughter. And the youngest daughter, my nan, who was alive about 10 years ago, she passed away. She was the last of the siblings. She was the youngest. And she used to tell us how the Department of Children's Protection used to come in the car trying to look for them. And she used to hide in the bushes with her older brothers. And so my great-grandfather... Alhamdulillah, he was quite wealthy. He had a lot of money and he decided to ship his children back to Balochistan. At that time, Pakistan and India were not split. It was India and then there was Balochistan as its own country. And so he shipped his children back home. And after that, my family slowly started coming back because they were still Aboriginal. They were considered flora and fauna and not actually humans in Australian law.
Yeah.
And then they slowly came back and my grandfather, who was one of the sons, married an Iranian woman, and he had about 10 children, and that's like my mum and her siblings. Okay. My mum, and then he worked in London, and then he slowly came back to Australia, and so did the children. My mum was born in London.
A very interesting story. Right now, do people know you as Baluch, Afghan, Aboriginal, or simply Indigenous Australians?
Well, in the Aboriginal community, you know, everyone's pretty much, not everyone, but, you know, there's a lot of people that are mixed. They're mixed with European ancestors, Japanese, Malaysian, you've even got Jewish, Greek, Italian, like a lot of Aboriginal communities are quite mixed due to the, you know, their past history. So in Aboriginal communities, you know, I would identify myself as a Yamaji Badamaya woman, and I will also say I'm an Afghan Baluchi woman and Muslim as well, so I'm proud of all my identities, yeah.
You said you speak Baluchi at home. I'm interested to know how the language has survived all these years after four generations.
Yeah, well, my dad is Baluch. My mum met him overseas, and he's a Baluchi. He speaks Baluchi. And when we were growing up, I'm the eldest of four siblings. When we were growing up, my dad forced us to speak his language, and that's how I can speak it. It's probably not 100%, you know, fluent like my grandparents or my dad, but I can get my message across, and I can speak it, yeah.
So how big is the size of Baluch Afghan Aboriginal community now?
In Perth, there's a bit of a huge community due to my mum having a lot of siblings and their children marrying, you know, different races and also marrying different Baluchi people. So it's kind of spread out. In the Aboriginal community, there's a lot of Aboriginal people with the Baluchi or Afghan last names or Arabic last names like Akbar and Abdul, because their grandfather was an Afghan Kamelia. You know,
yeah.
It's not something that's unusual that I've come across in Western Australia.
So do you have any sort of contact with the emerging Afghan-Australian community in Perth or elsewhere in the country?
Here and there, I wouldn't say anything concrete. There's a lot of Afghans here that have migrated in the last, you know, 30, 40 years. But that's not through the Afghan connections. That's probably through just everyday like Muslim connection at the mosque or the Muslim community here.
So you attend the mosque and you meet them there?
Yeah.
All right. What do you have to say about the National Sorry Day and National Reconciliation Week?
So that's happening across the nation. Is it 26th of
yeah.
6th May? I think it's a great day for communities to come together and reflect on the past atrocities that have happened to Aboriginal people. Everyone comes together to hopefully work together to make a better future for Aboriginal communities.
All right, Sabah, thank you very, very much. Thank you for giving us your time.
Nah, you're welcome, Bismillah.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.